All right.
All right. There we go. We got it.
So we can even make the ruffle papers.
Oh, we've never been able to do this before. Let me check my notes.
Yeah. Let's see the news story for the day.
I got a good one here. Let me write this down real quick.
There we go. We're talking about stuff.
Yeah. All right. That's probably good enough.
All right.
I think we've tested.
3, 2, 1.
3, 2, 1.
Yes. That's going to sound.
Hello and welcome to the first episode of The Time Bat Show live from Jacksonville, Florida.
We're in your apartment.
Yes, we are.
This is
episode number 12, the first live show.
We'll do this at every multiple of 12 episode.
Maybe.
24, 36,
48, 60.
We'll hit all of them. Maybe not.
So if the sound quality is a little unusual this episode, we ask...
It sounds like we're in an echo chamber.
We are.
Your apartment is a big echo chamber room. Yeah.
So, to get started off, should we cover a bit of a...
Should we explain how we are doing a live episode?
Oh, no. Yeah, we probably should.
Yeah, that's a good story. I'm in town for Thanksgiving to see my folks.
Yep.
Folks. Like that. And we, spur of the moment, were like...
Let's do it live!
We were like, hey!
Hey.
Let's do an episode.
Let's meet up and do an episode.
And so we're here in your apartment with one microphone.
Yeah, we're sharing one microphone.
So, good luck with that, listeners. It's
yes.
Fine. And here we are in this episode.
If you have any complaints about this episode, be sure to contact us at contact@timebatshow.com or at timebatshow on Twitter.
.com. Twitter.com.
Yes. Slash.
/ timebats. I don't know if that's actually.
Time Bat Show. It is.
Is it?
I'm
okay.
Pretty
anyway,
sure.
Yeah. Okay, so this is episode 12, right?
Yes.
First, it's weird looking at you in the face.
Yeah, it is weird. We're sitting across from each other, so we have to make eye contact in order to communicate with each other.
It's really weird.
Which is very weird, but we're going to muscle through
We've
it.
We've also never met before.
No.
That's a lot, actually. We've met a bunch of times.
No.
This is the first time we've ever seen each other.
Yes, while doing a...
Ever.
Ever.
I've never seen you before.
Yes. We just met off the internet. But you didn't know that because you've never seen me before.
Exactly. No, I'm just kidding. No, last time I saw you, you had long hair and now you have short hair.
Yes.
Which is weird.
Yeah, I also had a beard.
Mm.
No more
and
beard.
And I look exactly the same.
No, you have a beard now. You didn't have
Still
a beard last
hair.
Time.
Oh, yeah, because we went to SGDQ.
Yeah.
Our listeners don't know.
Oh, yeah. So, by the way, listeners, there's a... there's like a annual, semi-annual charity event called Summer Games Done Quick.
And Awesome Games Done
Quick. But the one we met up at, which is the last time we saw each other.
Where we first met.
No. We met initially, no. So we scheduled kind of a similar vacation sort of thing to go to Summer Games Done Quick. And that was the last time we saw each other in person.
Right. We actually met in fifth grade. I think we covered this already. Yes. Anyway, so we were at SGDQ. And you and I both had long hair.
Yes.
And I had just shaved my beard, which I almost never do.
Right.
And so you saw me without a beard, and I looked like 5 years younger. I looked like I just came out of, like, high school or something like that. Right.
I had long hair still and a beard, which I have neither of those
now
things
you don't
anymore.
Have either. Now you look like an average person.
I look like a normal person.
A normal human being.
Yes.
And I do not like it. No, I'm just kidding. Alright. This is weird looking at you. I don't think I'm going to look at you for this whole
Okay, let's just look away and not make eye contact.
It's not going to be good for the audio, though.
It's fine. They can just adjust their volume.
I like this part of the live.
Yeah. See, other podcasts, they get to ruffle their papers. And
I mean, we could technically do that normally, but it wouldn't have the same effect.
Yeah, and I usually use just a computer screen, too.
I feel like I'm like a real radio guy.
Yes.
Let me make a note here real quick. All right, you have a good news story for us to start this episode off.
Oh, I don't know how good it is, but it's kind of funny. I'm reading the...
I'm in the way. We should describe the setup. Oh, wait.
Yeah.
We're gonna clock
doing it live. It just sounds really funny.
Okay, so I'm in the way of the screen, so I'm
gonna... So, kind of the arrangement of my apartment is a television screen. We have three TV tables on which there are various papers and a microphone. And then
single microphone.
Behind us is a couch, and to the right of that is my desk.
With your computer.
Yeah.
And behind me is a TV with the weird news story on it.
Which I'm gonna just look at that real quick. I don't have the title up,
very professional.
So,
read the URL.
So, huffingtonpost.com/entry/, and the news story is squirrel criticized hospital lies.
Alberton, US _583.
So, apparently, there was this senator that criticized aggressive squirrels in New York City.
In Chicago, rather. Get your news right.
So apparently, Chicago being pretty notorious for the aggressiveness of its squirrels, the senator criticized these squirrels and says while he was riding his bike, he had no idea just how aggressive squirrels could be. He found himself in the hospital with a skull fracture after a squirrel leapt into the path of his bike, wrapping itself in the spokes and causing him to flip over the handlebars.
So the squirrel committed suicide.
Yeah, it's like sort of... I mean, that's a really controversial thing to say, but this squirrel sacrificed himself to get...
For the greater good of the squirrel.
Of the aggressive squirrel kind, yes. Yeah. It sort of... Look, I can think of no other reason for this squirrel's action than it was like a suicide bomber getting revenge. I mean, I didn't want to use that word, but
it says it in the news.
He said that to the newspaper.
This is my favorite part here of the article. Down below it says, warning, this story includes a photo of a dead squirrel.
Yeah, I didn't scroll down that far because I don't want to see that.
Come on.
Do you want me to do it?
No.
I mean, we can...
Listeners will see it when we do it, right? Yeah. They'll see it. We'll have to tag this episode. I think the squirrels might... Do you think they like intelligent?
No.
More than we...
I don't think
they are.
You didn't
even think of that for a second.
I think what happens is people will feed the squirrels and they kind of learn that it's okay to approach humans. And squirrels, you know, they get hungry and very... They want food, so they aggressively pursue the food from humans.
So, what's going through the squirrel's mind when it's like seeing this bicycle?
I'm gonna jump into the wheel. I can't really explain that part of squirrel psychology because that happens a lot around here too. What? Like, you'll just be driving, and a squirrel, jump. As soon as you're coming, will choose to run across the road.
Yeah.
Like, I don't know why
they do
that.
They're suicidal.
I mean, maybe.
We have birds in Texas, I swear, are suicidal. They'll fly, like, right in front of your car, and they'll, like, barely miss. And I feel like they're like, oh shucks. I miss after they, like, don't hit you.
Why do they do that?
I don't know. Because they're dumb. I think maybe, I don't know, maybe animals have a death wish, like humans do.
Maybe they're trying to be competitive with the car. Like, maybe in the wild, like, if you see another...
Oh.
If you're a bird and you see another animal moving really fast, it's
like I'm gonna beat you.
Yeah. Mm. Maybe they try that with the car and they don't realize that it's, like, a 6,000-pound...
Animal. And this is my turf.
And I'm gonna show you.
They're gonna, like, play chicken with the car.
Yeah.
And you get out of the way first.
Yeah, and they
and
inevitably...
The car's like, no, you get out of the way. And then they go into the car and ram into it and die. Maybe. I don't know. That's what the squirrels could have done, I guess. So anyway, Chicago has a bad squirrel infestation. What is it?
Squirrel epidemic.
Aggressive squirrel epidemic is what I'm calling it. That sounds like a good punk band right there.
Yeah.
Aggressive squirrel.
Maybe not a good movie, but definitely a good punk band.
Aggressive squirrel epidemic. All right, that was a good story.
Okay.
And by good, I mean that was really good.
So we have no idea how long we've been talking because we can't look at the computer
screen. We're on an hour or not. Like, well, that's the show, everyone. Good night. No, just kidding. Okay, I'll start. Right. This is like the most unprofessional episode we've ever done.
That feels like it's been about the average length of our opening segments.
Yeah. Anything you want to talk about, like doing? You're doing one. Like,
well, I mean, obviously Thanksgiving is tomorrow.
It is. But... This is a Thanksgiving episode. I should have got a Thanksgiving soundboard. You know, I'm gonna find one real quick while you go for our next question. How about that?
Should I get into the questions?
Oh, maybe not. What did?
Should I?
This is the most unprofessional episode we've ever made.
It's good though.
Let's go. You saw a movie and I saw a movie. Let's talk about that for a second.
Okay. Yeah.
You saw Fantastic Beasts.
Yeah, I can talk about that.
Beasts.
So I saw Fantastic Beasts opening night with my mom because
and where to find them.
Yeah, and where to find them. Mm-hmm. I guess the premise of that title is that the protagonist in the story is writing a book on the different species of fantastic animals in the Harry Potter universe. The movie is just kind of following him around in his day-to-day life. And that's all I'll say about the movie in case you haven't seen it. But I thought it was pretty good. The visuals were like obviously really good. I really liked all the different creatures, and it's nice to see kind of stuff in the Harry Potter universe, but I don't know, the characters in it were not as developed or likable or as compelling as maybe the Harry Potter characters were.
Yeah.
Yeah.
They didn't spend enough time on it, or what?
I don't know, they just didn't... I didn't want to be their friends. You know what I mean? Like, in Harry Potter, I wanted to be every character's friend.
Who was your best friend?
In Harry Potter? That's a really good question. Yeah, Hagrid.
Hagrid?
Yeah.
Doesn't he die in one of the movies?
That might be a spoiler.
I don't know. I'm not...
I don't remember. I think he... It feels like he would.
Okay. You're a wizard.
You're a wizard, Harry.
He's a very large man.
He's a big mountain man. He can, like, show you his neat pets and stuff.
He's like the largest man in the world.
He has a big beard.
Like, if you saw him in real life, you'd be like, what is that?
It's Andre the Giant come back from the dead.
He's really big. Did they make him bigger in the movie? Like, did they CG his size?
He might just be a really big dude. Like, maybe.
We should have Hagrid on the show.
We should. Who would your best friend be in Harry Potter?
I don't know. Maybe the Sorting Hat.
The Sorting Hat?
He's
very sarcastic and witty.
Yeah. I think I would hang out with him.
Yeah, same.
He'd be cool. And Hagrid.
Yeah, Hagrid would be really
cool. Oh, and Snape is cool. Yeah.
Snape was a really interesting master of the dark arts, mm-hmm. kind of.
I don't know as much about Harry Potter as you do.
Knows all the occult sort of attack spells and the dark magic, the dark side
the
of
dark,
the
dark
force.
Side of the force.
Yeah, that's Snape.
Wait a minute. It's almost as if they modeled Harry Potter on some other media franchise or something.
Maybe inspired a little bit.
No, never. Like Star Wars has not had any really cultural impact since it came out. Right?
No,
I don't know who I'd be friends with. Probably the Sorting Hat. That's Snape.
Yeah, I'd be friends with Snape.
Harry's kind of annoying. No, he's not really.
Yeah, I don't think would be Harry's friend.
Ron is cool at first, and then he gets annoying later.
Yeah.
I don't know enough about Harry Potter. Yeah.
So, should we move on to some...
Hold on.
Wait, we got...
Oh, shit. Hold on. This doesn't even work. I got a Thanksgiving soundboard.
I wish you could see the app that is...
Oh, okay. Wait, I think I got it. So, there's an app that has a countdown. What the fuck is it? This is even a turkey.
What is that?
I think you can queue up multiple turkey sounds. What on earth am I doing?
That probably sounds really good.
It sounds like I'm in like a museum of turkey sounds.
Are they like culling the turkeys? They're killing them?
Alright, I'm done with that. It sounds like you're at like a museum and you hit the button to hear what like a turkey sounds like. You know what I mean? But it's like, here's the sound of the American turkey. And it's like,
mixed with some machine noise because they're really low quality.
It also sounds like they recorded those turkeys. Look at the app screen. You can't see
it. I see them.
You can't see it at home, folks, but it's very bad CG.
Yeah.
And the app is beautifully designed. I think you pressed the trigger.
Oh, look, there's a feature to delay gobbling.
I know, that's why it didn't work at first, because the gobble was delayed.
In case you want to surprise your friends with gobblings.
Sounds like a creaky wheel, doesn't it?
Yeah, like you're...
Is that a horse?
Audacity is like freaking out
sounds,
every time.
If it sounds this good to us live, imagine how it sounds to our listeners right now. I'll get back to this later on in the show.
That's actually a good segue into a question that I
wrote down. Really? All right, let me have it. Or let us have it.
What is some of the best free software? Oh, wait, let me get that question ready.
Let's get it ready.
What is some of the best free software?
In the world today.
Mm-hmm.
That's a good question. I don't know the answer to it. Sorry, my phone buzzed.
It's okay.
I don't know. Do you have a... You use free software a lot.
Yeah, I do.
You probably have a good answer to this question.
Off the top of my head, Linux is pretty good for free software.
In general?
Yeah.
They have like basically Linux versions of everything Windows has.
Yeah.
But they're not as good.
Like open source versions. Like LibreOffice comes to mind if you need an office suite.
What was the other one? OpenOffice or something?
OpenOffice is not very good. LibreOffice is a lot better.
I used it in college when I didn't want to pay for Microsoft Word.
Yeah.
But it wasn't very good. Audacity.
Audacity is pretty good. Because we're using that right now.
Like, I think they have a pro version, right?
Do they?
I think so. Hey, if you're listening, Audacity, they're a great product. And I would love to have the pro version.
Yeah.
I don't even know what it does.
We would be happy to support your brand for a pro version of this software.
I don't even know what Audacity does. Pro does. Probably like makes your audio better automatically.
There's an ice cream truck coming.
Good. I hope the podcast picks it up.
No, it's going to come
good.
Closer.
I'm glad. I think the pro version would. What do you think pro version Audacity would?
I have no idea. I don't know that much about
audio.
I'd
be editing the podcast for you.
That would be nice. It would have more filters. It's like Photoshop.
Yeah. You could like edit sounds more or something.
Mm-hmm.
You could do fade-ins and fade-outs.
Steam is a pretty good free software.
Yeah, but I mean...
But you have
it's
to...
free in the sense that... I don't know. You know.
They could charge for it, though.
I'm going to be dumb. I'm going to do that. My favorite free software is...
Notepad is probably my favorite free software.
Notepad's a good one.
That's one of the main reasons I won't upgrade to Windows 10. It's because I've heard that the Notepad in Windows 10 is...
I don't know.
It's
seems,
not the same.
Seems the same to me.
It is?
Yeah, I don't know though.
I saw a screenshot of like a product survey while someone was using Notepad. Like, are you enjoying this app?
Really?
Yeah, I saw something like that.
Weird. Yeah. I don't know. Yeah. I use it, but I don't use it, like, all the time.
Notepad is one of my most used softwares.
Notepad's useful.
Yeah.
Everyone likes Notepad. All right. What do you got? What else you got? I have no... Oh, this episode... This is, like, the most unprofessional episode we've
got. That's fine.
That was just a sound check. Sorry. I'm going to do trivia at the end of the show. Are you excited about that?
You have some good questions.
I have great questions, so look forward to that. We don't have our lifelines written down.
I have some of them memorized, so it'll be fine.
Good. So look forward to that segment later. I have a weird question for you.
Okay.
This is a really bad question. This is also risque, but that's okay. You can probably see it.
No, I can't. I can't read it, though, because you wrote it, and your handwriting is really good.
So I've always wondered. Well, actually, no, I don't wonder this because I don't know. Why do porn sites have the option to share with Twitter, Facebook, and other social media?
That is a really good question.
They apparently have
Do they... Is that something people do?
I don't know.
Do people do that?
Do people do what? Share?
I mean, I don't have a Facebook. Have you ever, under Facebook's feed,
no,
seen...
No, I've never seen porn.
Hey, check out this video.
I know. I think Facebook would just immediately block it if they even did it.
Yeah. Isn't that, like, against Facebook Terms of Service?
I think it's against Twitter Terms of Service, too.
So why does that...
I don't know. It exists. I mean, it could be, like, for phishing or something. You know?
Yeah, maybe there's some kind of... like it gets you analytics data from like search engine crawlers or something like that. Maybe having a Twitter link makes you more popular.
Well, I could think like you link your Facebook with porno.com or whatever.
Yes.
And then they can get all your ad stuff.
They can like personalize your advertisements to be porn advertisements on Facebook. I guess that's a good way to do it.
Yeah, but like you wouldn't share it though.
I mean,
like who would click the button? Like, yeah, let me share this with my buddy Jimbo or whatever.
On Facebook, let me just post this to my feed.
And then Facebook blocks it because it's, you know, they're not allowed to.
Is that content blocked on Facebook? Like, do...
Yeah.
Aren't...
Nudity is blocked on Facebook.
What about, like, do porn people have Facebook accounts?
Do porn people have Facebook
like,
accounts?
No, seriously.
Oh, you mean,
people
like,
in the
people
pornography
in the
industry, yeah.
Yeah, I'm sure they have Facebook.
Yeah,
they
so
have Twitters and stuff too.
They probably like post like stuff like that.
Yeah, but they're not posting anything, you know, risque or whatever. I mean, risque, okay. They're not posting, you know, porn content. Right. But they are posting like, probably like pictures and stuff and stuff.
Okay. So yeah, that's a really good question. I have no idea why.
But
this...
like, if you, like this question is basically like, you're on a site.
Yeah.
And you're looking at an image or video or whatever. And I don't know what it looks like because I've never seen it before. But basically, apparently nowadays they have Twitter and Facebook buttons you can click and be like, hey, share this content or whatever, which is weird.
That is so perplexing. Like maybe it just has like a link and not necessarily, maybe since it's hosted on the porn site that it doesn't violate the terms of service. Like technically Facebook isn't hosting the content. You're
so
just linking
just
to it. Yeah. Okay. Maybe that's
so
how they get around
the link.
It.
You're like, hey, check out my favorite.
On another site.
Check out my favorite scene with and you tag them
Mandy Peppercorn is doing this thing in this video.
And you like tag her in Twitter or whatever.
Yeah, at Mandy Peppercorn.
Peppercorn.
I don't know why that's the porn name we came up with.
That sounds like a ranch dressing.
Oh, that's nasty. Ranch dressing.
Mandy Peppercorn.
She's got the ranch dressing scene.
You share it with your news feed or whatever, you tag her.
Yeah.
Or whatever.
And since it's linked to offsite content, Facebook can't block you for
but
it.
But I feel like it would have to include some kind of NSFW tag in the thing. Like, hey, just in case you know, this is adult-only content.
I know Twitter has that sensitive content
but like
filter that it does.
Yeah. So maybe that's all it is. Maybe it's like
maybe
it's like using some filter specifically.
Yeah.
But the other thing is like, okay, that's the technological answer to the question. But the practical answer.
The philosophical.
Like, why would anyone be like, yup, let me share this with all my bros?
Usually, I mean... People don't usually share that sort of thing with me.
No.
Or
usually, I mean, like, hey, check out this good Mandy Peppercorn.
I was looking at this last night. You need to take a
gander. Maybe people have like.
Maybe there are people like that.
No. Well, this is my theory. Okay, so like you have your own Facebook, your Twitter, right?
Yeah.
Now, if you're big into that community,
okay,
maybe you have separate, like more anonymous Facebook and Twitter.
Okay, so this is like your porn identity.
Yes. And you have a bunch of friends in that group.
Yeah.
And you guys are sharing links and stuff together.
Yeah.
You know.
Just kind of networking and...
Networking, telling them about all the hot new stuff.
It's a community relationship.
Yeah, exactly.
I mean, there are online communities for everything. I'm sure there's...
No, so there's like a Twitter and a Facebook version. So like, you know, Joe Brown or whatever, he has his own Facebook. But then he has like his Facebook, his porn alias...
Yeah. What would his porn
be? His like, well...
Yeah,
exactly.
His like his porn identity.
Yeah, his like porn community identity, like Joey Brown Bears. Something, right? He's not in the film, but that's like how people...
Big Bear 69.
Yeah. And people friend him and stuff, and he's on Twitter and he shares these things out. So
that makes
there's
sense.
Like a community there for that.
That makes sense.
To each their own. If you do that, that's fine.
Yeah, if you are someone that does that, we'd be interested in hearing from you.
Yeah,
this would be very educational for us. So send us an email.
And if you are one of the people that doesn't separate your personal with your porn,
I really want to know.
Really want to know. Yeah. Like, if you're friends with your mom on Facebook and you're sharing this stuff out, I want to hear from you.
Yeah.
We want you to email us or tweet at us, because that is a very interesting thing to do.
Yeah.
Can I segue from this question into another question that's very similar to this?
Yeah,
question?
Yeah.
Because we were talking about social network for porn.
Yes.
So someone asks, does anyone know a kind of social media for cooking? And what would it be called or whatever?
Well, I know foodnetwork.com has like recipe sharing, but it's not, I don't know if you have an account for yourself and you socialize and have friends.
I feel like Facebook has become sort of a social media for cooking. Well, not cooking, but like
everything.
Some parts of Facebook have become cooking related.
But if there was an exclusive cooking social network where all the major chefs had their...
That would be cool.
Yeah, that... I might actually sign up for
that.
Wouldn't
that be neat, though? You could follow all the chefs and
yeah, there could be like stuff. There could be job opportunity listings.
Ooh, yeah.
Yeah, come work at my kitchen.
Yeah. You only work 18 hours a day.
And every single day
of your life. And you'll be depressed and drink a lot of
I mean, that's the cooking industry.
You know, for a while.
Yeah.
Yeah, I don't know. I feel like they can have social media for everything.
Yeah.
Cooking seems more inclined to social media because it's more about like sharing things.
Yeah.
Like you're sharing recipes, you're sharing ingredients.
I mean, what about like Yelp? That's technically a social network.
Is it really though?
I mean,
I guess it is.
You have pictures
of
yourself?
It's not cooking though, it's for finding restaurants.
Yeah. It's more eating than cooking.
Yeah, cooking would be more like, okay, like this restaurant's on there and this restaurant's on there and they're like talking to each other.
Mm-hmm.
Like, this is a bad example, but like Chili's and TGI Fridays are like friends. And Chili's is like, hey, I got this new recipe. And TGI Fridays is like, okay.
TGI Fridays likes the recipe on Chili's page.
And then they comment and they're like, well, we've got mango grouper at TGI Fridays. And they link to their page. And then Bonnie, who goes to both, is like swayed by one or the other or whatever.
Yeah.
Taking our kids to TGI Fridays today. Step your game up, Chili's.
I think that might be a problem with Facebook, that Facebook kind of prevents stuff like that from existing.
What do you mean?
Well, since you can do all of that on Facebook, it's like there's no reason for a cooking social network to exist, and I think that's sad.
Yeah, I think, well, the problem with Facebook is that it allows everything, right? Which is fine, but everything gets drowned out in all of it, because there's everything on Facebook.
But yeah.
So, like...
There's always going to be one thing that people are talking the most about, though, and you can't choose
and then
not
just
to.
Like, I don't care about that right now, but that's all that's on. So, whereas you had cooking social media, you go on because you want to.
You
talk
get your
about
cooking needs over at
got,
cooking.
You want to talk about cooking, and you want to talk about food, and people are talking about it exclusively, you know.
Mm-hmm.
Whereas Facebook, I feel like the cooking stuff on Facebook right now is like they're sharing like BuzzFeed videos.
Yeah.
Of how to make like bacon anchovies or some shit. And
yeah.
It's like a video of a person, you know, like putting it together.
Like the most popular cooking group on Facebook, I don't know this, but it's probably something like, I fucking love cooking. And it's just like memes of like Paula Deen. And
right. And it's like a meme of like Emeril.
Yeah.
And he's like saying bam!
Bam! Yeah.
That's it. And then pictures of like food.
Yeah.
And with no like recipes.
And it's all like hipster food. Like really dumb
and
stuff.
And they're like, yum, this looks delicious.
Mm-hmm.
And that's it. That's all it is. They're not actually talking about the preparation. They're like,
And all, if there is good cooking content on Facebook, it probably gets drowned out.
I don't know where it is.
Yeah.
I haven't seen it. Yeah. Anyway, that's interesting. I think food is interesting. I don't cook that much, but I think it'd be an interesting social media.
Yeah, same.
Anyway.
So I got a question I could hit us with.
Do it.
What are some negatives to winning the lottery?
That's tough. Actually, I've heard a lot of people that win the lottery like get really depressed.
I have a theory about this.
All right.
So I think winning the lottery can only be good But if you're not a good person and you win the lottery, it's not going to instantly make you a good person.
No, definitely.
Like, you're still going to have the same habits and stuff that got you into your situation before.
So you still do a lot of drugs or whatever,
yeah.
Or whatever it is.
Like, yeah, you'll win the lottery and you'll technically maybe be set for life, uh-huh. But you may not be capable of making...
You'll still have a shitty life.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So having a lot of money doesn't really necessarily change who you are as a person.
No. It makes you more secure financially.
Yeah. It might amplify the person.
Yeah, it might make you happier overall, but then your lows are going to be just as low.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Because, like, you won't have to stress about money as much, but if you're still doing bad stuff all the time, you're still going to be sad a lot.
Yeah.
I've heard people that win the lottery, like, get depressed and stuff.
Yeah, I've heard that too.
Because, like, a lot of their friends or acquaintances will, mm-hmm. like, start pestering them for money, and then they'll try to, like, people that they know only a little will start trying to be, like, really, really friendly with them.
Yeah, suddenly they have, like, a target on their back.
Yeah, like, it's like, ooh, I want to be your friend now, and it's, like, super depressing because, like, you know, maybe you wanted to be friends with someone, and they just never reciprocated before.
Yeah.
And then all of a sudden you win the lottery and now they want to be like your best friend.
Yeah.
And that just, to me, that sounds so like depressing.
That sucks.
Because it's like all this person cares about is money.
Yeah.
And then you just realize how many people out there just care about you only to get ahead.
Things
they
from you.
They don't really care about you at all. They just care about things.
Yeah.
They just care about the advantage.
So that's pretty depressing.
That sounds super depressing. Because then it's just like, you realize how many people in your life are like, just care about getting ahead and don't care
things.
About things. You know? I guess it would show you who your real friends are, though.
If I won the lottery, I wouldn't tell anyone.
I think that's a good idea.
I've never played the lottery, so I'll never win, but...
You have won the lottery already, haven't you? He just winked
at me.
You can't see it. He just winked. He won the lottery.
No, I've never played the lottery.
Wink. He winked again.
Maybe wink. Maybe I have.
You would tell me.
I would probably tell you.
You'd tell me.
Yeah.
You'd tell, like, a few people.
Yeah.
Like, people that you trust.
You can't help it. Like, you won the lottery.
You tell our listeners.
Yeah,
too, right?
Yeah, I would... No,
we only have, like, three, so it's fine.
That's like, suddenly I'm thinking about this, and wow, that's a lot of pressure now that I'm thinking about it. To, like, because you want to talk about winning the lottery.
No,
that's
no,
a really cool, exciting...
You would have to tell somebody.
Yeah.
You wouldn't be able to just have that in.
Just...
Like, hit, look, one. I'm just going to leave that
burning inside of you. Like,
you would tell your family.
Mm,
no?
I don't know.
Your immediate family. Out.
Probably.
Yeah. They would be fine.
Yeah, they'd be okay. I can trust them.
Yeah.
I don't know about, like, super extended family, though. Mm.
That might be weird. You're like uncle you've never met before.
Like, hey.
All of a sudden, like, hey, how's it going?
I won the lottery.
How much did you win there, buddy?
$5.
He's like, I don't believe it. I would tell you if I won the lottery.
Yeah, I would probably tell you.
And then you'd be like, all right, how much
what I would... What I would probably do is, yeah, I'd take a really, really sweet vacation.
Mm. Where would you go?
Well, you see, I might go to Siberian Russia.
We've never talked about this with those.
No, we haven't.
This is a good segue, right?
Okay, so...
We want to do this one day.
So this was originally your idea, so do you want to flesh out...
Should I?
Do you want to flesh out...
Should we go over how did we even think of this idea?
It was, I don't know, we were like drunk in a hotel room and you were like, you know what would be great?
So we were in Minneapolis.
Yeah.
In a hotel room at SGDQ again.
Yeah.
Not again, but, you know, come back to this topic of SGDQ. We were in a hotel room, we had a lot to drink. I think you brought like whiskey or something, right?
Yeah, we bought a bottle of whiskey, Knob
so
Creek,
we were,
I think it was.
We were drinking that. Okay.
Yeah, I'm just making sure. Don't know, ignore me.
Ignore the man behind the curtain. Anyway, so we're drinking whiskey, and I suddenly had an idea that we should have we should go on a Trans-Siberian train ride. And I know that sounds retarded.
Through Siberian
Russia.
Through
Siberia. So yeah. Russia has, like, Siberia, which is basically nothing.
Yes.
It's just... You know, land and snow, really.
Yes.
And they have this train that goes through the whole thing, and to get to like the east end of Russia, like mm-hmm. from west east. And I had this idea that we should do that on a train. And every time I tell someone, they're like, that's the dumbest idea I've ever heard. But when I told you, you were really excited about it.
That was like the greatest thing I've ever heard.
And the idea was that we would like, we would dress in like tweed. It would look like it's like we're dressing in like 1930s.
Yeah, like 20s, 30s.
20s, 30s. Smoke a lot of pipes, even though I don't smoke pipes. Yeah. Or smoke anything, really.
Yeah.
And we'd play like chess a lot.
Yeah.
We'd read like Dostoevsky. And
yeah. Read really, really heavy, like old thinking.
Thinking books. Thinking books. We'd like have a lot of candlelight going on.
Yeah. And we'd be on a train.
And we'd be on a train through Russia.
Yes.
And
that probably sounds horrible for most of the population.
People. But I don't know why it just sounds so romantic.
It
sounds cool.
It sounds like poetic. Like
I told my wife and she's like, I don't want to do that.
I mean, I can't. Siberia is not a great place to live.
No, but it's cool to drive through on a train. And then you can stop out on these little villages that have, like, they're not uncivilized, but, like, you know, civilization is, like, slowed down.
Yeah, they're cut off from the rest of the world.
You know? And you can just, like, chill out there.
Yeah.
You
know?
It's crazy. You probably don't have any internet, which is kind of a good thing almost.
Yeah.
And you're just, like,
you could catch up on being a person without an internet connection.
Yeah, and you can be in Russia and on a train. Something just sounds so cool about that.
And you know what? You could even start in London. I was reading about this like semi-recently. You can start a train in London, take it to Moscow, then go across all of Russia, then take a train down through China and into Japan. That's like across the biggest landmass.
You go through like all of Asia, basically.
Yeah, all of Russia, all of Asia, most of Europe.
That's crazy.
On one train.
That sounds fantastic.
It sounds...
It would be like, 18 days or something like that?
I don't know how long it is.
I think it's 9 days through Siberia.
That sounds like a good time to me, though.
That sounds fun. And you do it during, like, Christmas time.
Yeah, the coldest of the cold.
December.
Russia.
Yeah. So, anyway, we want to do that. And mm-hmm. send your donations to... I'm just kidding.
Yeah. Help us pay for this expedition.
It's surprisingly not that expensive.
Yeah.
I mean, it is expensive. But you can go to, like, this really fancy one, and that's really, like, the fancy train.
Yeah. There's different classes of trains.
Yeah. Like, they have a really fancy train. It's, like, thousands of dollars.
We could just choose the middle-of-the-line one. Right. I'd be okay with that.
Right, right.
Like, I definitely want to have indoor climate control.
I want a good train.
Yeah, I want a good train.
I don't want, like, a passenger train.
Yeah.
I mean, everything, train's a passenger train, but you know what I mean.
Yeah.
Like, I want a train where I can, like, feel like I'm... Yeah. On vacation, because that's the whole point of the trip. You're on the train.
Yeah.
Anyway, we're gonna do that someday, one day.
It sounds fun to me.
I remember this all started because you wanted to go to like the World Chess thing in Europe, in Russia.
Yeah, yeah. I don't think the date. Okay, so the World Chess Championship is going on right now, and I don't know if the location had been announced or I was talking about it like last year. The last one was in India though.
But you were talking about, you thought it was in Russia this year.
There's a chess city in Russia. Yeah, maybe I thought it was in Russia this year. Mm-hmm. And I was just talking about, hey, I'm going to go to the World Chess Championship in Russia.
I want to go on a train in Siberia.
It's like, wow, that's amazing.
Nobody does that. Who does that? Anyway, so that's what we're going to do one day.
Yeah.
We'll have a podcast on the train when we do that.
Yeah, we'll record it and upload it afterwards.
Yeah, we won't be able to upload it there because we have no.
Yeah.
That would be cool, right?
That would be sweet.
If you can pick up all the train sounds.
Yeah.
It'd be very ambient.
Yeah, like when the train gets going, we could be like, all aboard, let's go.
And then like, I could make the sound.
You could make train horn sounds.
Train sounds. I was saying like when I'm smoking my pipe,
oh.
I would bring it really close to the microphone.
Yeah.
So they could hear what I'm like adding. What do you add? Tobacco.
Tobacco.
And then, like, the sound when you, like, bite on your pipe is like...
Yeah.
Right?
Yes.
That's what I would do on the train.
On the...
Yes. Sorry, I just wanted to do another.
That was a horse. So
that was a turkey. Anyway.
So.
Sorry. Really? Wow, we've gone long.
So, do you want to do a couple more questions and then it's trivia time?
I have a lot of questions. Let's get to the good ones. What
okay.
do you
got? Go ahead and do one. That was.
Actually, you go. All right, I have one.
Okay. Ready?
Question. Oh, good. Reddit isn't loading, so that's perfect. No, this is the question today. I saw a praying mantis. What should I do? I saw him on Friday. I think maybe he even saw me. I read about the symbols. I feel a momentum. What should I do? That's the question of Reddit today.
Wow.
That's deep.
He saw a praying mantis.
I just wanted to mention how stupid that question was. We can move on to another question.
But like philosophically, he saw a praying mantis.
Is there a symbolism to that? I didn't think there was.
I can't think of one. There probably was to him at the time, though.
Maybe he read some book where that was like a big symbolic thing and then like associated that with it. So what you should do if you see a praying mantis is just look at him and then walk away.
Yeah. Don't bother the praying mantis. They eat annoying
Here's
insects.
Another question. What should I paint on my Xbox One? Should I paint the whole thing or paint a picture on it? I am bad at painting, but if I paint a picture, I could just paint over it. Thanks for the feedback.
I mean, why not paint on a canvas?
So what would you paint on your Xbox One if you had an Xbox One? Master Chief's giant face.
Yeah, Master Chief's giant face. No, I would paint...
Harry Potter.
I would paint, like, the Ikaruga ship.
On your Xbox One?
Yeah.
You didn't have that on Xbox.
It's on Xbox Live.
Is it on Xbox One, though?
I don't know. I don't have one of those.
You'd paint the Ikaruga ship. Which one? Would you paint the first player one or the second player
one? The first player one is way cooler.
Is it?
Yeah.
That sounds like a laugh track, dude, doesn't it?
It sounds like a horse is caught in the Matrix.
He's like in between the Matrix.
And he's like...
No, he's like, and he picked up the phone.
Yeah.
And the thing, and he's like getting transported out of the Matrix back into the real world.
That's the sound he makes.
You know, he's like running from Agent Smith. He's like, and then he's talking on his like horse cell phone. He's like,
Morpheus, get me out of here. I mean, yeah, he just says that. He can talk.
Morpheus, he can talk because he's in the Matrix.
Yeah, he just
anything can talk.
He downloaded the language.
The
pack.
Language.
Yeah.
Can animals talk in the Matrix?
I mean, I don't see why not.
Well, I think we just got onto something deep here. If they hooked a chicken up to the Matrix,
right?
Would the chicken be able to talk in the Matrix?
Well, they can teach Keanu Reeves how to fly. So why can't a chicken talk? I mean, it's just learning these like arbitrary rules of the computer system,
that's
right?
True.
So yeah, a chicken can talk.
So a horse could talk. Yeah. So they jack the horse into the Matrix.
A horse would probably not say anything intelligent, because, I mean, horses are really stupid.
Well,
it would probably just say something like, I'm hungry. I hate this.
It would know, like, a few key phrases.
Yeah.
He would know Morpheus, get me out of the Matrix.
Yeah, he would say, I don't save me from the man who's chasing me.
Agent chasing horse. Horse needs out Matrix.
Yes.
And then he would pick up the phone and make that noise. No, but so that's the noise the horse makes. Like, it runs to the phone booth. And
yeah.
Smith is like running. Oh, Smith is on his own horse.
Yes.
Right? He's on like a white horse. Oh, what if Smith was a horse? What if it was like a horse matrix?
the matrix with horses.
Horse batteries instead of human batteries.
It's,
right?
I mean, it's the same concept.
Right. So the horses. Okay, so the aliens... Okay, so the humans made the machines, right?
Right.
And then they killed them all. And then they're like, shit.
We were no more humans.
We don't have any more humans. We were going to do our big battery plant, but we can't do that anymore. What do we still have? And they have horses, like, in, like, the Pacific Northwest somewhere running around.
Yeah, like, all the farms are still... Right. I mean, there's no humans at them, but yeah. The horses have kind of kept going.
So they jack them into the Matrix. That they had built already for the humans.
But they need to fool the horses that, you know, that they're still in reality.
Right.
They need to keep the horses.
What if they just make the Matrix, like, be like they're on pastures or something then?
Well, maybe they're, like, maybe they think that horses are, like, intelligent beings, and they just put them into human roles.
Maybe they like can't redesign the software. Like they wrote all the software for humans, and then they accidentally killed all the humans, and they're like, "Well, shit, we need to use something." And then like they can't use apes because they have to like go get apes from like there's not enough apes.
Yeah. So like, they humans killed all the apes.
Yeah. Or like they're in zoos or something, and there's just not enough of them.
Yeah.
And so they wrangle up the horses, and they're like, well, we can't rewrite this software for horses, so we're just going to put the horses into the Matrix and then go from there.
In the places of humans. And they'll just have to figure it out.
And the horses are just like, they're like humans.
There's like horses in cubicles, horses driving buses and crashing.
But they're not that smart.
No. They clearly have no idea
what they're doing.
What they're doing.
But they're doing something.
What they're doing.
But they're programmed to like be accountants and bus drivers and stuff.
Yeah.
But it's just like they're not really good at it.
Yeah.
So Morpheus would be a horse.
He'd be a horse. The Nebuchadnezzar is piloted.
Well, maybe Morpheus is still. Maybe there's still a small sect of humans. You know? Because like, remember the Matrix, there were some humans that never got jacked into the Matrix.
Well, maybe it's just horses that never got jacked in the Matrix. Maybe Morpheus is a horse. And he has to save the other horses from the horse matrix.
Yes. I feel like the horses would be fine with being in the Matrix. They're like, whatever.
It doesn't matter.
I'm not smart enough to know that there's a thing. But anyway, so the horse is running Agent Smith.
Yes.
He gets the phone booth and then he, you know.
And then makes the sound. That's the sound he makes.
I feel like maybe their humans would still be around.
Like, they would still be in the program, probably, because humans are there are fake humans programmed in there.
Right. Yeah, so they're like horses and humans would live like
in unison,
in harmony. But the funny thing is, the humans wouldn't know that the horses were horses. They would think the horses are humans. Yeah, and the horses would think the humans are just some different kind of horse.
The horses would know they were humans, but the humans would think they were horses.
Oh, the humans, because they were horses.
Since the real horse was put in a human's place, the fake NPC humans, like I'm going to call them NPCs.
Yeah,
they would think that the horse was a human.
Mm. And they would talk to it like a human.
So here's a question. Uh-huh. Do the horses that are in the Matrix have human avatars?
What do you mean?
Like...
Oh, do they look like humans?
Do they look like humans in the Matrix? Or is it just a human with a horse mind? Think about it. No, think about it. Because it was programmed to show up as a human. So maybe it's just a bunch of humans in the Matrix with a horse brain.
Do you think they would like trot like horses? Do you think they would act like horses? This is very philosophical.
Yeah, they would, because they have their horse brains. Their human avatars are controlled by a horse mind.
But if your body is a human body,
right?
Wouldn't your brain adapt to that and like start walking upright and stuff?
I don't know.
This is very deep. This is way deeper than the actual.
If you take a horse brain and put it in a human body,
what would happen? That's basically what this question is.
Yeah. I don't know what would happen. I don't want
to. First of all, it wouldn't work.
Yeah.
But the Matrix could potentially
do that.
You could simulate humanness to a horse.
Maybe they would just like
flop around
and scream.
And the NPCs would just be like, this is normal.
This is fine.
This is how humans are. Because they don't know any better, because they're just programmed.
Yeah.
But Agent Smith is like, he's intelligent. He's not... I mean, he's a horse, but he's not...
He's a computer with a human avatar.
Right. So he's already... Like, his brain is based on human.
Yeah, he's a sentient computer.
So he's way smarter than all the horses.
Yeah.
So they would have a really hard time with this thing.
But, you know, Agent Smith is just kind of like a policeman. Like, as long as the horses aren't causing trouble, Agent Smith isn't going to get involved.
Sure, but like the rebellion...
The rebel horses.
They would have a lot of trouble with Agent Smith. Because he's like a human brain, and the horses are basically horse brains. That's why I feel like the rebellion would have to start with like a couple humans that are like, all right, we need these forces on our team, but they're not very smart.
Maybe
so we have to get them out of the matrix.
Maybe this could be like a comedy situation though, like the computer really overestimates the horses and like just kind of kills itself in overestimating the ability.
Mean?
Like maybe it expects the horses to behave with like really really good intelligence.
Oh,
but yeah. In reality, the horses are just really dumb.
Because they are in reality.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's good.
But
I think that.
Yeah, I think like there'd be Morpheus and there'd be a few humans that are trying to rebel. There are only like a few left. And
okay.
They're like, the only thing we can do, the only life forms we have left to fight against the robots are horses. So we're going to jack them out of the Matrix. You know?
Maybe they jack into the Matrix and they're like cowboys.
They ride on horses.
They can't ride on them.
Why not? Oh, because they're
human bodies. God. Maybe they like round them up and they're like.
They throw some feed out.
Oh, this is such a fucked up concept.
But you can't tell who's a human and who's a horse. That's a really.
Yeah, and that's how Agent Smith is defeated.
Mm-hmm.
He doesn't know who's a human and who's a horse.
So Morpheus could be in the Matrix. Agent Smith doesn't even know.
Yeah,
so he could be anybody.
He blends in. He acts like a horse.
That's how the rebellion has to do. Like they have to all be really good at pretending to be horse humans.
They have programs in the Matrix that are like horse education.
Teach them how to be horses or whatever.
Yeah.
This is how to act like to be a horse or whatever.
Yes.
But could they like make the horses... Okay, so after the horses get out of the Matrix.
Yes.
Could they teach them human stuff?
I don't think
like
so.
Like Kung Fu or whatever?
I mean, if this is based on a semi-realistic...
I mean, Keanu learns Kung Fu, right?
But he's not a horse. He's not...
Like, they jack the horse in, and then they're in, like, the training session, like, Morpheus and Neo, you know? They're doing, like, the karate thing.
Yeah.
And, like, let me teach you the ways of the Matrix. And then the horse is, like...
Maybe since it's a Matrix-based training program, you can teach a horse Kung Fu in English? Because they're doing their learning in the Matrix when you can directly program the horse's brain, I guess.
Now, would they need to be... human avatars in the training, or would they have to be horse avatars? They'd have to be human, right?
They would probably have to be a horse avatar, because the horse has a horse body in real life.
But wouldn't that be very jarring to like be a human and then come out of the Matrix and then be a
horse? And then you're so... You're like, oh, get me out! What's happening?
What am I? That would be awful.
That would be terrible. That would
be like an existential crisis. Like, you grow up your whole life thinking you're a human... A really dumb human, but you don't know any better, right? And then all of a sudden, some guy, Morpheus, jacks you out of the Matrix, and you're a horse.
I have
no... can't speak anymore because you don't have, like, vocal cords.
Yeah, that's like, I have no horse, but I must scream.
What do I do? You can't write, you don't have thumbs, you can't communicate with them. They would come up with some, like, hoof clapping, like Morse code kind of deal, you know?
Maybe just, like, horse noises. Mm. There's, like, horse... Morse code.
It would be a subtitled movie.
Yeah.
Everything would be a maze.
There's a horse language.
Yeah. Horse Matrix. I like it. What makes music Christmas music?
It has to...
Has to what? This is a hard question.
This is a really hard question. Okay, so there are certain... Christmas symbols, and it has to be
chestnuts.
Yeah, Christmas trees, jingle bells. There's various symbols, and it has
like
to
like family oriented.
Yeah, you can't swear in Christmas music.
It has to be snow themed.
It has to be snow lights. Yeah.
There you go, folks.
There you have it.
What do you got for me? You had a good one, didn't you?
Because
I said I was going to do one.
Would you trust a pit bull alone with your body?
What?
Would you trust a pit bull, like the breed of dog, alone with your body?
Am I in my body?
Yes.
We're not in the Matrix, right?
No.
Or are we?
I mean, maybe we are. Would you? Maybe while you're in the Matrix, would you trust a pit bull?
I'm in the horse Matrix.
Yeah, and your body's just sitting there.
Yeah, and there's a pit bull there.
Would you trust the pit bull?
Mm, yeah. Yes.
So would I.
Yes. I like dogs are good.
I think dogs are good.
Unless they're trained.
Yeah. I mean, if the owner was like an idiot or like a violent person or something, I would not like to hang out around that dog unconscious. But
I would go on a horse matrix with a pit bull next to me.
Same. I would feel safer even with a pit bull next to me. Yeah.
Because then, you know, those like...
if the
robot things?
Yeah.
You know?
If they came, the pit bull would protect you.
Bark, and they'd probably try to wake you up too.
Yeah.
Yeah. There you go.
Yeah. There's a lot of really bad stuff about pit bulls in the media, and it's all bad.
They're just
bad training. They're
just dogs. They didn't do anything wrong.
Yeah.
They're owners.
It's not the pit bull's fault.
You have a lot of questions here.
Yeah.
What do you got? What else you got?
All right. How about scientists confirm ghosts exist? What changes?
About the world?
About things.
Everything, really. Religion changes a lot.
I mean, there are already a lot of ghosts in religion.
Well, yeah, but like, people would start believing in...
There would be less... So what about, like, ghost reality television? Does that change?
It don't exist anymore. Oh, well, actually, it would exist, but it would be a lot more boring.
Maybe the ghost detection technology would become more advanced after...
Then anyone could do it.
And then there could be really good shows about ghost hunting then, right?
There'd be more like ghost documentaries.
Yeah.
Like, this ghost had a really sad life. Let's talk about it.
Documentary of the Civil War ghosts.
Right, exactly. Or the ghosts of, you know, Henry's Manor or whatever.
I think that would be great if ghosts were real. Just throwing that out.
What a statement.
It would
be great if ghosts were real.
It would be nice, because then we would have better television, I think.
We would. So you're just thinking about this on television.
Yeah, that's really the only place
I care about television.
I just want to watch some, because I watch those ghost shows, and it's just like, oh, these suck.
They're so bad.
They're not good.
They're always bad at pretending something really important is about to happen, and then nothing happens.
Yeah.
Like, they're like, did you hear that noise? And then they throw the camera in the exact opposite direction.
They're just like, what just happened?
And then they, like, throw the camera, like, oh, wow, away. And then, like, hits the floor, and it goes black, and all you can hear is, like, them screaming. And then, like, 5 minutes later, they pick it up, and they're like, we just saw a ghost, but we have no footage of it because we threw the camera away.
You got too scared. They get that, like, electromagnetic field reader, and it's just like, look, this reading means that there's ghosts.
And they show it to you for, like, a split second, you can't even see it. And they're like, there's a ghost here. Or they record something on audio, and there's, like, a door creaking, and they're like, did you hear that? She said, I'm gonna kill you. And it's like, or whatever. And they're like, that's what it said. And then they, like, subtitle it. Like it creaks, like, it does this. Hold on.
Wait, we have a sound for this.
Hold on. It does this. And then on the subtitle says, I'm gonna kill you, like, under the sound.
Really, did you hear that?
Did you hear that? Listen to it again, folks. It says, I'm gonna kill you. Holy crap, that was bad. It's still going.
That's a good
one. That was even worse than
what,
the other one.
What animal was that advertised as?
They're all turkeys.
What? You mean that's not a horse?
No, they're all turkeys. It's just a bunch of turkey sounds.
I thought... Yeah, that's not a turkey.
What in God's name? Maybe they went to a farm and, like, recorded these live or something. Okay. You're welcome for the turkey noises. So, do you have another one? You want to get into the trivia? What are you thinking?
We can get into trivia if you're ready.
I'm so ready for this trivia. It's a good trivia today. Would you like to hear... we should start waiting for this portion of the show.
Okay, so this is going to be the trivia segment of our show. The scores as of right now are...
3-2.
You're beating me.
I'm leading by 3.
And this week, it's my turn to answer questions, so it's my... chance to catch up with you.
Would
pretty
you
much.
Like to hear the categories?
Yes.
The categories today are, you're gonna like these.
Okay.
Bird.
Nice.
Food.
Yeah.
And the perennial Australia.
That's my three favorite things.
Bird, food, and Australia.
Yes.
At the same time.
So there's some lifelines I get to choose from.
Mm-hmm.
I don't have the list in front of me, but
I know them off the top of my head.
I know which three I'm gonna choose.
I'm gonna run down the ones I know.
Oh, okay.
We've got 5 Second Google. 10-second Bing, 30-second Yahoo, ask a rando, phone a friend,
Monty Hall.
Monty Hall, 50-50, Rhyme Time, and
Bust a Move.
Bust a Move.
All right.
What do you got?
I'm going to choose 30-second Yahoo because I'll actually need time to run to the computer.
You have to stay here, and then I'm going to hit the button, and then you're
and then run over.
Yes.
All right. So, yeah, I'm going to need the full 30 seconds for that.
All right.
I've never done a Yahoo search, so...
Good luck.
We'll see how that goes.
The Yahoo search, the rules are going to change a little for that one because last time I was at the site already. For the future, we're going to Yahoo. You're not allowed to go to Yahoo first. You're going to have to let the page load with all its ads and stuff, and then type all the stuff that...
Yes.
You're going to have a full Yahoo experience.
Okay.
All right, so 30-second Yahoo is your first one.
I'm going to choose Monty Hall for my second one.
Uh-huh.
And I want Rhyme Time for my last
one. Nice. I like it. Okay. So the first category is birds, or bird.
Bird.
Bird. Category is bird. What is the fastest bird in the world... when it is in its hunting dive?
Okay.
Is it A, the peregrine falcon, B, the golden eagle, C, the gray-headed albatross, or D, the white-throated needletail?
That is A, peregrine falcon.
You're 100% positive.
They can approach speeds of 200 miles per hour, I've heard.
Did you read my questions?
No, I did not. I just have... I really like that bird.
Okay, is that... You're locking that in?
I'm locking it in. Final answer.
That is correct.
Yes.
You got the peregrine falcon. Okay.
One out of... I'm going to write it down. One out of three. Let's go. Question number two.
Question number two. We're doing this, the bonus round. No, the lightning round. This question is...
Yes!
That's going to sound great for the audience at home. Listen to us clap really loud. Food,
all right.
What is the name... hold on, I have to read my handwriting here. Oh, okay. What the fuck did I write there? Okay, what is the name of the scale used to measure spicy heat of peppers? What is the name of the scale used to measure... the spicy heat of peppers.
Okay.
Is it A, the pepper scale? B, the Scoville scale? C, the Billings scale? Or D, the Capsaicin scale?
I'm going to use my 30-second Yahoo search.
All right.
And
First of all...
I don't even have the browser open, but we're just going to...
We're gonna wing it.
We're going to wing
Let
it.
Let me just do a lovely sound real quick to indicate... the 30-second Yahoo. That means it's 30-second Yahoo time.
Okay.
And I have to make... Hold on, I have to put the timer on.
Okay.
We're really organized in the live podcast, I just have to say. Where the hell is my timer app? Hold on. Okay, clock. This is the worst thing ever. Okay, stopwatch. No, timer. How long do you get? 30 seconds, right?
30 seconds.
All right, 30 seconds. I'm ready whenever you're ready. All I'm going to say 3, 2, 1, you're going to go. So, folks, he's going to run over to the computer, which is about, I don't know, 4 or 5 feet away, and then begin the Yahoo. You ready?
Ready.
3, 2, 1, start.
Okay.
All right. Opening up Google Chrome.
Ooh, going with Chrome. I'll do the play-by-play commentary.
He's typing something in. Wrong.
He's typing something in.
Yahoo.com. All right. Now, there's spicy scale.
Spicy scale. Here we go. You got 15 seconds
spicy
left.
Spicy scale. There it is. All right, I got it.
13, 12, 11. You're back?
I'm back.
All right, say the answer. What do you got?
The answer is the Scoville scale. The
Scoville scale. Is that your final
answer? Watch that be wrong.
You had 5 seconds left, by the way.
Okay.
The Scoville scale is your final answer?
Yes.
That is correct. You got that right. You still have 2 lifelines yet. That's fine.
It's okay.
All right, so your final category. You ready for your final category?
Yes.
It's Australia. Which, honestly, we're running out of Australia questions.
If you know of any good Australia questions...
If you have some good Australia trivia, please send it to us because we're trying to make this a...
I want this to be a running thing.
We want to make this a category every single episode, so please send us Australia questions, Australia trivia. This is a good question. What is the highest grossing Australian movie? Is it A, Mad Max? B, Mad Max 2, C, Crocodile Dundee, Or D, Mad Max 3 Beyond Thunderdome.
This is such a good question. All of these are great movies. I have
this
no
is
idea.
The most stereotypical Australian question.
I have no
ever.
Idea. I'm going to go with Monty Hall.
You're going to Monty Hall?
I'm Monty Hall.
All right, which one do you want to lock in?
Mad Max.
Mad Max 1.
Yeah, Mad Max
1. Okay, you got to specify.
Yeah.
So you're locking in Mad Max 1.
Yes.
So I'm going to eliminate two other movies, and then you're going to be left with one other choice, and then you're going to have to decide. So crossing off the list is Mad Max 2 and Mad Max 3.
Okay.
So now your choices are, I'm going to repeat the question. This category is Australia. What is the highest grossing Australian movie? Is it A, Mad Max, starring Mel Gibson? Or is it C, Crocodile Dundee, starring that guy in Crocodile Dundee?
I'm going to go with Crocodile Dundee.
You're going with Crocodile Dundee.
Yes.
You're going with the stereotypical...
Yeah, the most stereotypical Australian movie. That's not a knife. This is a knife.
That was good.
Yeah.
So you're locking in Crocodile Dundee.
Locking
What's
it in.
What's your final answer?
Final answer.
Crocodile Dundee is correct!
Yeah.
I can't believe you got that.
3 out of 3. Was so that, now I'm at 5 and you're at 3.
Was that a great question?
That was an awesome question. I had no idea.
All the Mad Max movies did really well.
I didn't know that Crocodile Dundee did so good. Like, I thought that was like... I didn't know anybody else had seen that.
Apparently, Australians seem to love it. So, there you go.
Alright, I think that might wrap up today's episode of The Time Bat Show.
Is there any other... things we want to do live while we're doing live?
I mean, I've got some other questions.
Do you have a really dumb one we can end the show with?
Is it safe to install Adobe Flash? The answer is no.
No, it's not.
But you still have to.
Because the internet is stupid.
What's a cute name for a puppy?
Bobby. No, it's not. It's bad. It depends on what kind of dog it is.
How about it's a puppy German Shepherd?
Sheriff.
Sheriff is good.
Right?
Sheriff is good.
It's like a kind of a authority dog or whatever.
Yeah. I like that.
Constable.
Constable Sheriff.
I had a neighbor that had a German Shepherd. They named it Sherlock.
Sherlock is also good.
That's a good name.
Any
is
like kind
smell?
Of... Yeah.
Like detective-y or whatever.
Yeah. Detective Sherlock. Sheriff.
Detective Sherlock. Constable Sheriff.
The German Shepherd puppy.
Dog. I like German Shepherds a lot. So that has been our live episode. Probably our greatest episode.
Definitely the best.
Don't you think?
Yeah.
I hope people can actually hear what I'm saying in this episode.
I'm going
to... We're going to fight and I'll be like...
I'm a little worried, but...
Right after this, we will listen and we'll let you... Well, actually, we won't let you know. You'll find out. It'll be a little late uploading this. We're probably not going to do it till Saturday. But you won't even know because you'll just hear it Saturday or Sunday and it'll just be there.
Or maybe you won't.
Maybe we'll upload it right now. Or maybe you won't hear it at all.
Because you don't listen to us.
Or because we think it's really bad after we listen to it. But that has been the Time Bat Show episode number 12. Remember, if you have a question for us, we'd love to hear from you. Reach out to us. contact@timebatsnow.com or...
Twitter.com/TimeBatsHow.
That's not how it works.
It's freaking at TimeBatsHow at Twitter. Is that
how
you do it?
At TimeBatsHow with the Twitter.com thing. And that has been the Time Bat Show. I'm Pat Mansell.
I'm Pat Snacks.
Thank you for listening.
Live from Bell.